My granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is long, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Squire Skimp's $1,000 damage trial against Lum and Abner came to a dramatic close yesterday when the long-missing Lum rushed in at the last minute with some new evidence regarding the X-ray photos of Squire's injury, and immediately Squire called off the case. Since then, Lum has been very mysterious and secretive about how he happened upon this new evidence. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears in the Jot 'em Down store dying to hear Lum's story.
But... You mean Lum ain't told you how they found out all about Squire's X-ray picture?
No.
How it belonged to somebody else and all that?
Grandpap, he ain't let one place long enough to tell me nothing. And he's just gradual letting me die curiosity. That's what he's doing.
Well, it's been a couple of 3 days since the trial was over.
I know it, but he stayed in at the county seat for 2 days afterwards, waiting around for newspaper fellas to interview him and Kodak him and I don't know what all.
Yeah.
None of them ever showed up, though.
Oh, that Lum, he gets some big ideas in that head of his.
Yeah, and then he wanted to stay there and discuss the law business with that lawyer we had, too.
For the Lum, he says. That sure went to his head, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. He's mighty proud of himself over the way the trial come out. And he don't give our lawyer credit for nothing. Claims he win the thing all by himself.
Well, of course, he practical done that, too.
And I reckon so. But he's a hard fella to live with now. Goes around bragging on himself. I know just wait a minute. There he comes. Look at him out there.
Yeah.
Strutting down the street, puts me in mind of old Turkey Gobbler.
Yeah, what's that big book he's toting there?
No telling, no telling. And I'm just afraid, Grandpap, he's in one of them moods of his again where he want to take up some new business. You know how he gets them.
Sakes alive, you got the store and picture show to look after now.
Yeah, but you know that Lum, all of getting them wonderful ideas of his.
Yeah, humings is cute, your folks, all right. Now you take the case of Orlo Worm.
Never mind that. Wait a minute, Grandpap. Here Lum comes in the store. Maybe we can get him to tell us his long secret story about the X-ray.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. The worst
way. I'll die if I don't.
Gentlemen.
Now, listen, Lum, if you don't tell us all
how
about...
How are you today, Grandpap? Oh, just only tolerably, Lum. Any calls for me while I was out, Abner?
Yeah, there was one. Luther Phillips' woman called up. Never said what she wanted. I told her you was out loafing around town, but I'd have you call.
Abner, don't never tell nobody I'm out loafing.
That's what you're doing.
Tell them I'm tied up on a case when they call that way.
Tied up on a case of what?
A law case.
Huh?
See this book here? It's a law book. Book of statuettes.
Is that what that thing is? Where'd you get it?
Why, it's mine. Belongs to me.
Well, what you carrying it around town for?
Because when folks ask me some question about law matters, I can just look it up for them right there.
Ask you questions?
Yeah, see, since that trial a few days ago, I'm getting sort of a reputate as a legal advisor.
Uh-oh.
Folks who want to get my advice by one thing or another.
There, huh?
Oh, yeah. I see right now, I ought to have been a lawyer.
Lawyer?
That's what I was cut out for.
Oh?
Here I've been wasting my time being just as a thief when I ought to have my own law office right here.
See what I mean, Grandpap?
I think I'll call it Eddards, Eddards, and Eddards, attorneys in law offices.
Who?
Eddards, Eddards, and Eddards. Sort of like that Clark, Clark, and Clark outfit in the county seat.
Yeah, well, who's them other two Eddards you got in there? Some of your relays?
No, I just thought that'd make a better name for my law office.
Oh.
Mike could find a couple of the Eddard Summers.
Yeah, Mike.
But they wouldn't have the legal mind I got, though.
Oh, no. No, goodness me, no.
Well, are you aiming on traction the law now, Lum? Practice. I don't need no practice.
Buddy can win a case like that and I won the other day. He don't need no practice.
Yeah, well, tell us how you win that, Lum. How'd you find out that stuff about the X-ray and Jack Logan and all that?
Well, it's a long story, Abner.
I know what you said that before, and I'm reminding you to tell it to us right now before you forget it if it's a long.
Well, I reckon I ought to let you in on the details.
I'm going to undraw partnerships. If you don't, I'll tell you
that. I don't see how you done it myself. Well, nobody but a feller with a legal mind could have did it. Of course, now, I don't like to brag on myself.
You don't like to brag on yourself, Lum, just stop doing it then. Tell us, sister, why I don't want you to do nothing you don't like to do.
All right. You see, when we was sitting there that first day of the trial, Squire said something on the witness stand how he'd got shot in the Spanish-American War and still carried the bullet in his body.
Yeah, he never got that in no war, though. He got it in Kansas City.
That was in Oklahoma, yeah.
It was in Kansas
City.
Well,
no matter where he got it, that set my legal mind to thinking. Maybe you heard a rumbling noise there. That was me studying.
I recollected that
Squire had showed me the scar where the bullet went in him. In his back, over to one side.
Right about here. Yeah.
There.
But what's that got to do with that fella Jack Logan in the X-ray?
Well, I'm coming to that.
Well,
just
hurry
take
up.
Take it easy.
All right.
Anyway, my legal mind got the idea all of a sudden that if Squire had that bullet in him, it ought to show up in the X-ray picture. But there weren't no sign of it in that picture they showed in court there.
Oh, because that's right. Or leastways, I never seen it in there.
So I decided to rush over to that Dr. Hurley there at the county seat. He was the one they said had taken the X-ray picture.
Yeah, I recollect you asking me what his name was.
Yeah, so I rushed over there.
Well, why didn't you tell me you was going over there?
Well, I never wanted to cause no disturbance. And I figured I could run over there and get back before anybody noticed I was gone, hardly.
Well, that doctor must have lived clean over in Oklahoma the time it taken you to rush over to his office and back 2 days.
No, it was close by the courthouse, but I found out there was a couple of other places I had to go to get the evidence of Esther.
What other places?
I'm coming to that.
Go ahead.
First, I asked this Doc Hurley if that bullet would show up in the X-ray picture, and he said it would. So I asked him how come it never showed up in the X-ray he'd taken a Squire.
Sure.
And he never knowed what I was talking about.
Oh, what's the matter? Weren't you talking plain, or was he a foreigner?
No, I mean, he hadn't taken no X-ray of Squire.
Hadn't taken none?
No, sir.
Oh.
So I said, well, he must have, because I seen his name on the envelope the picture was in, and they was using his name in court.
Oh, they done that, yeah.
So he got interested right away and started looking through his files.
His files?
Couldn't find nothing on Squire Skimp at all.
Oh.
But he did find out that he had X-rayed the spinal columns on 5 patients in the last year or so.
But was one of them Jack Logan?
Yeah. The picture of the other 4 was still in Doc's files, but this Logan was missing.
You mean Logan had stole it?
No. The Doc's secretary there recollected that he'd come in there and asked for the picture just about a week ago.
For the land's sake.
Said he needed it in connection with a physical examination for a defense job or some such prittle-prattle as that.
So, they sure had this thing all figured out, didn't they?
Well, what'd you do then, Lum? Go over to the feller's place? Yeah, I went over there, but the landlady said he was out of town. Went to Fort Smith.
Fort Smith?
Squire weren't taking no chances, huh? Got that fella clean out of town.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked the landlady if Mr. Logan was a friend of Squire Skimp's, but she never even heard of Squire Skimp.
Oh.
But I did find out from her that this Logan fella was a trapezeman or an acrobat. Some kind of a show.
Huh.
Fact is, that's how he hurt his back, falling while he's practicing some acrobatical stunts.
Sure, him right. A growed man up to something like that anyway.
Yeah, well, anyways, quick as I heard he was in a show and used to be with the circus, well, I figured right then that he must be a friend of Squire's.
Oh, yeah, Squire knows not everybody's ever in a circus, I reckon.
So I raced over to the depot and caught the train for Fort Smith.
Well, did you have a hard time finding the feller?
I never found him.
Huh?
He weren't at the address the landlady gave me, and I couldn't locate him nowhere.
Couldn't locate?
Spent a whole day there looking for him.
Huh.
Then I feared the trial would be over before I ever found him, so I raced back to the county seat and decided to just bluff old Squire.
Well, I doggies, you sure done it too, Lum.
Quick as I seen the look in Squire's face whenever I mentioned the name of Jack Logan, I knows right then and there that I was on the right track.
Oh, that old Squire, he dropped that case like it was a hot potato, right there.
Yeah, and he tried to make out like he was just doing it on account of old friendship.
Oh, yeah, you know Squire. Wait a minute, I believe that's our ring. That might be Miss Phillips, Lum. She said she'd call back.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Hello, Edders, and Edders talking.
Now, wait a minute, Lum. You ain't taking the receiver off the hook. She can't hear you.
I know it. I was just seeing how it sounded on the phone.
Huh?
Hello, Edders and Edders Law Office talking.
Fetch prattle.
Mom? Oh, yes, Miss Phillips.
Look at him.
Horse broke into your yard. Huh? Why, sure, you can collect damages if he's ruined anything. He has. Well, good. Has it kicked at you? Huh? Good. We'll get him for assaulting the batteries, too.
Oh, I'm going to never get that horse that's sitting on them witness stands.
Oh, well, that's too bad he missed you. Yeah, we could lawsuit him for personal damages, too.
Lead a horse to a trial, but you can't make him sit in a...
You've got a perfect case against whoever owns that horse. Ain't no doubts about it. Violating the stock law, destroying property, assaulting the battery, disturbing the peace, and I'll dig up some other charges. Oh, I won't charge you much, Miss Phillips. I might take it on an infringement base.
Isn't them big words?
Well, you know, we'll divide up whatever we collect off of it.
I bound you the horse ain't got a nickel.
No, Miss Phillips. You got a right to collect damages.
I don't know where he'd carry any money if he had it. He don't wear clothes.
Yeah, well, we'll make an example out of this fella. Sure as the world.
Of course I have here.
Why, sure.
Purses at racetracks might be those horses there. Carry little pocketbooks.
Yeah, just leave everything to me.
It's a race horse. He might have money on him.
Not at all. Just proud to help you. Yeah, all right. All right, Miss Phillips. Goodbye. Yep, there's my first clientele.
Huh?
Granny's, I'll make a reputation out of this kid.
Wait a minute. For the land's sake, Lum. Look there at Cedric. Rushing in here like he's on fire or something. Look at that boy.
What he's in such a hurry.
I don't know. I never seen him move that fast.
Good.
Before.
Maybe something else has happened, I hope.
Huh?
This law business is going to keep me busy. I can see that right now.
Oh, for the land's sake, Lum. Quit thinking about the law business and think of what's wrong with Cedric. Look at. Hey, Cedric, what in the name of common sense is the matter with you? What are you running about? What is it?
Mr. Lum, you better get over to Luther Phillips' place quick as you can.
Luther Phillips'
place?
Yes,
Lum, your horse has broke out, and he's in her yard right now, raising an awful rumpus.